Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan.
Hola!
We are coming to you live from Chunky Cheese.
Ciao!
No, it's not no Chunky Cheese because there is no terrifying animatronic weasel playing a banjo.
The hell was the name of the band?
I could look that up.
This will bother me. We figured out. No, we're not. We're not at Chunky Cheese's.
We're not.
But we are on the other side of the earth from where both of us live.
We are indeed.
We're in beautiful, although somewhat mysterious, White Bear Lake / Menominee, which I thought was in Wisconsin, but that's Menominee. But it's interchangeable.
No, that's a Muppet song.
Do.
Yeah, that's it.
Menominee. Anyway,
I'm telling you, Menominee Tourism Board, that should be a slam dunk for you. I'm surprised you haven't done that yet.
Exactly. Anywho. We're in downtown, or I don't even know where the hell we are. We're in White Bear Lake.
Yeah, the address is White Bear Lake.
It does?
Yes. Okay.
We're at Donatelli's Italian restaurant in White Bear Lake. It is, by all accounts, a family restaurant, if there ever was one. This is probably the busiest restaurant we've been to on a Monday night in a long time.
In a while.
Moe's was pretty busy, but they were also running a special that night where it was a $5 burger night.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them being very busy, but past that, I can't remember.
Tasty Pizza,
well, it was Bargo night.
Yeah.
You know? Didn't have Ralphie May doing the calling tonight.
No, Ralphie May was not.
Ralphus. How about Ralphus?
Ralphus.
You remember Cletus? Ralphus?
I'm looking because
you're not adding anything to the show. I can only ramble on so far.
Well, okay, so there was the Rockafire explosion.
That
which
was
is,
it.
Which
yes.
Is, no, well, that we see that was what Showbiz Pizza was.
Okay.
And then
Rockafire.
And then Chuck E. Cheese bought Showbiz, and it just became the Chuck E. Cheese band. I'm seeing Munch's Make Believe Band.
Rockafire
well.
Explosion seems that rings a bell.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it say what it is now?
Who the hell knows now?
Well, they don't let you into a Chunk of Cheese anymore.
No, not after the incident.
Yeah, the incident.
The unpleasantness.
You went all Sandusky on it.
Wow. That's pretty terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, they don't say what the name of the band on the Wikipedia, but they do list out all of the members, because they have Mr. Munch as the singer. Or no, excuse me, Mr. Munch doesn't say what he plays. At vocals and keyboards. And he replaced Krusty the Cat. There's also Pasquale, the singing chef, Jasper Jowls, and then Chuck E. Cheese himself. And then there's a female character named Helen Henny. So there you go. That is your full knowledge of the Chuck E. Cheese band. But they're not here tonight.
No, they're here tonight. Just a bunch of misbehaving kids.
Yeah. Well, you get out to the you go to a suburban place with.
See.
You're gonna be a terrible parent. You gotta just let. You gotta do. Any parent.
Really.
Any
parent, you're giving me parenting
any
skills.
Any parent will tell you this. After a while, you just gotta ignore them.
No. You gotta take them outside and tell them who's boss.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much. Then you gotta get up.
Oh, if I'm getting up, they're getting throttled.
You realize this can be used as evidence
going
in the court
down.
Law.
If I have to get up, shit's going down.
It's typically best not to pre-confess to child
murder.
Abuse.
Murder.
I'm going to just go abuse. If you want to full on murder, then that's your own business.
We did you guys ever misbehave when you were growing up?
No, we're angels.
Yeah, right. No.
Angels.
No, when you went out to eat, were you and Angie?
My sister Angie, yeah. I should say.
Yeah. Were you guys ever bad?
I'm sure, but I don't remember any particular incidents.
There were very few incidents where we really messed up, and it was always the middle brother, Mike.
Well,
it's always Mike.
He is a bit of a bastard.
He is a son of a bitch.
You're too busy lording it over everyone, and Mark is too much of a coward.
Lording it over?
As the oldest, that is your role.
The good child. The good child.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You were keeping order. You were keeping order.
The chosen one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, I we got to go out to eat because we actually behaved. And, you know, we realized very early on that it was a luxury to be able to go out to eat that not everybody got to have, and the more we behaved, the more often we were able to go out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we took advantage of that. I'm not gonna lie. I got a couple steak dinners out of that. At a younger age than one should probably get a steak dinner out of it.
You had a pipe the whole time too. Yeah, you know, fits your elder statesman status.
Exactly. I had coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
No, it was, you know, it was a big deal when you went out to eat. You know, especially when you're young. You know.
See, I remember being very young, and being able to go to like McDonald's, like that was a bigger deal.
See, that
to me,
that I don't count.
Well, I know, but I'm saying for me that was the bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I became older that going out to a restaurant was a big deal.
Okay.
Like it was just, oh, we get to pick different food. It didn't really click to me that this was like a big deal. You know what I mean? So, and again, I could be just misremembering it. I'm just basing it on
could be
very, very musty old memories.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think. I guess I never understood when I was young. I didn't understand why kids would misbehave in a restaurant. It wasn't that I wanted to be a part of, you know, what the adults were doing, but you know, and maybe it was indicative of, you know, my parents actually having something for me to do, sitting in the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, just some coloring books, or. We didn't ever stream in restaurants either.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just fully prepared to ignore my children in public.
Well, you're in public? So, just in public?
Well,
I'm pretty sure you're gonna do a
public,
pretty good job of ignoring them, period.
Public and or daddy's video game time.
What happens when mommy has postpartum depression? Because we're placing bets on this one.
I don't know if I'm comfortable placing bets along those lines.
I'm kidding. Well, she married you.
Well, then, but
it's already downhill.
But then that's pre. That's pre-partum depression. That's pre-partum depression.
That's true.
Sure. So
it's never too late for an annulment.
Except for we're not Catholic.
That's a good point.
So annulments don't really count. It's kind of a Catholic-only thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't really know how Catholic works.
I don't know either.
I don't know how things work.
I don't understand this Catholic faith.
What are we drinking?
I have a suicide.
Which, okay. Which is what we should actually call what I ordered for food. But.
death from below is what you should.
Death from every direction.
Yeah. They literally went through and just put every soda in there, and I got an extra carafe full of soda.
It's actually listed in the drink menu. They have an option for a suicide and then a super suicide.
Which I'm guessing I got, because they do a vanilla Coke and a chocolate Coke in there too.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit of a hint of the vanilla and the chocolate in there.
Really? Okay. They also have something just called Green River.
What's that?
You need to focus on the show.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go over there and slap those kids.
Why do you care?
Because it's they don't understand. Just behave.
It's again, not your children.
I know.
Why
I
do
know.
You care?
That's why it's making me stabby.
No, you see, here's... No, you see,
I
no, be, you see,
I'm
you know what this is?
The parents.
This is the same impulse
that murderers have?
No, it's the same impulse behind tabloids. Okay. They're not, they aren't your family, so why do you care?
That's a good point. Okay. Good point. Okay.
Just saying.
That just settled me down.
Just need to let it flow over you.
The kid screams again, I'm going to cut him.
No. Again, why do you admit these things while we're recording? I have to turn this over to the police.
No, you don't.
And I will rat your ass up. Especially if there's a reward.
Thank you.
No. I'll hide you for a couple weeks.
I'm calming down.
I'll hide you
I
for a couple...
I had a lot of sugar already.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
And I'm a little jealous, to be honest. Because normally, I would be all about the suicides. Now, a typical suicide is just one of everything.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out what the difference between the suicide and the super suicide is.
I think I just got the squirts of flavor.
You just got the squirts?
The extra flavor shots. I think I got the... there's a little bit here. Try it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to do it. I've been extremely good.
I'm even going to shoot the...
I've been extremely good about soda.
You know you want me.
I want it badly.
No, you do.
But I'm going to put it right here. You do that. I'm fine over here. I have a beard like a grown-up. Damn it.
Well, I'm not allowed to have soda very often, so
I know.
I gotta take advantage of it.
No, I'm doing a Newcastle, which, you know,
a Nuki brew.
What I'm interested about this place is that you come out to the birds, and I don't know if it's just a function of the fact that more and more craft brews are getting more and more kind of mainstream, but you come out here, and you know, in addition to things like you know your Budweiser, your Coors Light, Miller Lite. They've got things, I mean, Blue Moon, that's not a huge jump. But Newcastle, they've got Stella. Mm-hmm. They've got Grain Belt Northeast on here. They even have a gluten-free beer, which, again, not our cup of tea, but it's amazing to see that out in a place like this, in more of a family place. You know, there's also a large gluten-free section, which, if you're an Italian food lover, gluten-free... You just kill yourself.
Right. That would make me stabby.
Yeah. But they've got a full page of gluten-free stuff. Appetizers, pastas, pizza, burgers. You know, I mean, they've got a good... and then they also have a... They also do Crispin and Redbridge, which is a sorghum beer, which I've never had before. And I know nothing about it.
Other than it's gluten-free. So the other big claim to fame for this place is that it was visited by Uber douche Guy Fieri, on Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. So we're gonna try that out.
And they definitely really jumped at the fact that they were visited by his high doucheness. Because they actually reference
High Holy Doucheness.
The High Holy Doucheness. they actually reference him a few times in the printed menu.
Yeah.
And this is like not a cheaply made menu. I mean, this is like a...
With this, since it's an Italian place, would that make him like the douche pope? The Popa Douches?
El Douche?
El Douche?
As it were.
I like El Douche. Actually, that's his name from now on.
That's not El Douche.
Anytime we visit a restaurant that he's gone to,
he's visited by El Douche. So, yes, and apparently he liked it. According to the poster that he signed, this place is known for its off the hook.
The off the hook?
The hook. He actually wrote the hook. Off the hook. Homemade Italian.
I never thought it would come to the day where you would be...
I think there needs
to... You said the word duh.
I'm surprised, like, the Minnesota fetishists that live in this area that love doing the Ole and Lena bullshit.
The oofta.
They haven't done, like, oofta hook.
It doesn't have the same ring.
Like, any of their stuff is that creative or good.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm surprised they haven't done it. So, how was your weekend, sir?
It was good. Did up a couple farmers markets, took the queue that you
I
had
saw
from
that.
Last week.
You were like a half a mile from my house, and I have to find out about it from Foursquare.
You're welcome. When do you ever call me? I'd like to go.
When am I out in Bumfuck, wherever you live?
Benetalk. No, we're in Bumfuck right now.
Well, then you're an inner Bumfuck.
Yeah, no, we're. No, we're in Bunfuck. You know, I live in a first-ring suburb, so...
Hey, you know, to me that's like second place, and that's just the first, that's the first loser.
Yeah.
So...
You had to think about that burn for a while?
No, I couldn't...
process it?
My mouth is having issues. Just let that one slide, too.
Yeah.
So, and you hit up the Minneapolis one and the Northeast one.
Yes. And the first visit to Northeast Farmers Market. We went there second. So we'd already gotten most of the stuff that we wanted to cook with for the week. And at the Minneapolis Farmers Market, picked up some plants, bought the biggest... Look at all the basil bush, because that's really what it is. I'm not even kidding you. It's a that medium sized pot.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, this
the planter.
Yeah. It's that, and then it's a basil bush on top of it. I'm not even kidding you. The plant's like a foot and a half high.
Are you gonna use that much basil?
I don't know. It's huge. It's the biggest damn basil plant I've ever seen. We bought it for $7.
Yeah, you do get good stuff like that. And actually, right. I think you made the right choice going to Minneapolis first, because that has the widest range of stuff.
Yes.
It's probably the biggest, or at least one of the biggest.
Yeah.
So if you're going there to actually stock up, as opposed to, like, when we go, it's when it's more just like, oh, that looks good, we can make something out of that. It's more just kind of novelty purposes. Yes.
You can get, at the Minneapolis Farmers Market, you can get Minnesota, the stamp of approval, you know, homegrown in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is like, it is like a Chairman Bob approved stamp, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you'll still have stuff that's, everything pretty much is in-house in Minnesota, but some of that stuff just doesn't have that stamp.
Do you know, I technically have a family grudge against Chairman Bob.
I'm sure you do.
No, I'm deadly serious.
Okay.
So...
You're going to interrupt my story to get to go with Chairman Bob?
We can... Oh, fuck it. It's already interrupted. Well, my wife, mm-hmm. her family on her mom's side were the founders of Roundy's.
Okay.
And now that family is pretty much out of that business.
Okay.
And Chairman Bob has took over.
Okay.
So they are usurpers. So as far as our family is concerned.
You could have been an heir to the Roundy's fortune.
To the Roundy's fortune. I could have been. But
you blew it.
It was blown a generation or two before it got to me.
You somehow blew it.
It's somehow my fault.
It all comes back to you.
It all comes back to me. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue your story.
No, but you're able to get pretty much anything that you would normally get in the produce department at Cub or wherever you shop. And so we knocked out a bunch of that stuff, but we hadn't eaten anything. And some of the stuff you can get to eat at the Minneapolis Farmers Market is, I'm not going to call it fair food, but it is kind of that ilk. It's still family-run stuff, and, you know, a lot of the open grill stuff is still very good.
Yeah.
But, again, you're going to fight really, really long lines at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was busy enough as is.
Yeah.
So we... went up to the Northeast Farmers Market, and I had my first food truck of the summer. Which I was very pleased with.
Well.
So, you want to change the batteries before I continue with my story?
No, we're still good for a little while.
Okay. And we went to Veli Deli. Is it Veli or Veli?
I always said it was Veli.
Either way, it is freaking awesome. I love the crap out of that.
Well, we did an episode of that for Welfare Streetside.
Yes.
And someone didn't turn off their phone.
Sorry. My mom.
Your mom just rubbing in bloody stories again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, did you just try to find us or nothing?
That's us.
All right. There you go. Well, I'm ready to have plates. There's a couple of champions for you. Right?
Thank you. So yeah, you did a show of Well Fed Streetside from Valley or
whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, VD.
No, maybe. Don't call it that.
Let's not call it that.
No, let's please don't.
Yeah, it was awesome. I had the barbecued pork banh mi, which might be one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. Like, I got a little teary eyed, I got a little verklempt.
Really.
It was good. It was substantial. You know, when you get a banh mi sometimes, it's a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
This had a lot of stuff. The cucumber and jalapeno and carrots and and, you know, good barbecue pork in there. Oh my God, it was good. Oh, I was very, just a crap ton of cilantro in there.
No, and banh mi is one of those where, to me, that's a very specific style of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a pork banh mi, that to me, it's at what point is it no longer a banh mi? How many constituent parts do you need for it to still be a banh mi?
I think you have to have that baguette, that French style baguette. I think to me that's imperative. There's really no getting around that. Once you have that, I think, and you have those fresh ingredients, the meat is interchangeable.
Okay.
You know, you could do like a Vietnamese, you know, pork or chicken or beef or whatever, and stuff it into a banh mi. It's still going to taste pretty much the same when you have all those other ingredients. It's kind of like a po' boy.
Okay.
You kind of get what I'm saying there, where the add-on ingredients for the po' boy are pretty much the same across the board.
Makes sense. I see what you're getting at.
So, had that. We also had the curry chicken burrito.
I had that. That was good.
That was very good. And we kind of underestimated the size of said burrito.
I made the same mistake on street side. It was just like, holy crap, this is large.
To paint a picture, it's Chipotle-sized burrito. Mm-hmm. That might even be, you know, putting it lightly.
Yeah, and it's substantial, and there's very little filler. I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Good rice, good curry chicken, good ingredients. I mean, it was nice. You know, we've eaten in the last couple of weeks. We've eaten at the Butcher and the Boar. Rest of the week that we just really enjoyed. Of course, very memorable.
For, like, what kind of food?
Any food. Anything that places we...
Oh, Burger and the Boar. Burger and the Boar.
Yeah.
Butcher and the Boar. I remember we were pretty impressed. Wow, I cannot fucking remember any place.
Right?
We're old now.
Adelita's was good.
Surprisingly so. Mm-hmm. The place down at University, Taps and Tarts, whatever the hell. Wow.
What?
It was the place that used to be where the Wienery was, where the Wiener place was, in Dinky Dome.
Uncle Moe's.
Thank you. This is the can't remember shit section of the show.
Either way, we've had some good stuff in the last couple of weeks, and kind of, I almost had to, since coming back from Mexico, I almost had to kind of jumpstart the taste buds again.
Oh, yeah.
And this was kind of like that thing that kind of got me excited about cooking some more.
Really?
Okay. So that I needed that sandwich. I really needed that sandwich.
It was a revelation, too.
Yeah, it was. You can have my Italian fries.
Okay. Let's talk about the Italian fries.
Yes.
In quotes here. Basically, it's cheesy bread. That's really what it is.
See, now you're distracted by it.
Well, I thought the kid was choking at that point. So. I'm curious why they call them Italian fries.
I know.
I don't really get it. It's basically, it's cheese bread done up in one of their pizza crusts. You get a choice of either thin crust or thick crust, or deep dish.
Right.
I recommend the deep dish, because honestly, as cheesy bread goes, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I would say.
There really isn't any better than the garlic bread or the cheese bread that they also have on the menu.
Mm-hmm. You do get the option of adding other ingredients. You can almost kind of make it a little mini pizza if you want.
In which case, why wouldn't you just order a pizza?
Yeah, I don't understand that myself. But it is tasty. It does fit that very traditional, heavy, greasy, cheesy thing.
And that's literally why I gave you my last piece. I was like, that was an amazing amount of grease. I mean, that was... That was almost too much grease.
Really?
For me.
That was fine.
It was like I could taste all the butter and all the It was too much. It was overkill. It was.
Obviously, I'm a better man than
it was,
you.
It was close to the right amount of cheese. You know, I was.
You think it was too much?
I think it was too much.
Really?
But it was. It was tasty, but it was overkill.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think it was
gluttony.
What? You know, I'm going to agree with you there just because I think that's what I'm kind of looking for in that neighborhood Italian pizza place.
Yeah.
You know, I think of this and I think of, like, Pizza and Pasta, which was a local chain around here.
Right, but wouldn't you want something better than Pizza and Pasta?
But if I'm going to Pizza and Pasta, that is exactly what I am expecting. Focus, Pinky.
Well, now that somebody snapped at that kid, so.
Well, good.
appreciate it.
Anyway. But if I'm going to one of those kind of places, if I'm going to one of those kind of, you know, we thought it was just a pizza stand,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we first walked in here.
Yeah,
we didn't see the restaurant. We didn't go in the restaurant.
I do get where you're getting the pizza and pasta vibe. It's just too much.
Yeah. So I actually had no problem. And the red sauce was decent.
Yeah.
Nothing super special.
No, I'm a little worried now because it's coming on my entree. That
wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
Are you going to retake the food snob crown? Because I've been kind of wearing it proudly for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, you've been storming ahead.
I have been. Yeah. Maybe I just have a weakness for that kind, not cheap, but just very family. And family's not the right verb either, or noun or adjective or whatever word it is. But just, again, I keep coming back to pizza and pasta. It's that kind of... This is nostalgia for me, is what
okay.
this is.
Walk down memory lane, if you will.
It is. I mean, it's cheap, and it's savory enough where it's stick to your ribs cheap.
But at the prices that we're paying, is that what you want?
I don't think the prices are that terrible, to be honest.
I think they're a little steep.
You think so? Because what we got... The mini deep dish.
Oh my lord, dude. Might as well give you your last rites right now.
Spaghetti meat sauce meatball.
Yep.
And linguine carbonara pizza.
That's me.
And.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a good way to go, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anything else I could get for you at this time?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, enjoy.
All right, let me finish my thought, because it will be my last thought.
I almost feel bad for you.
You've got to get pictures of this beast.
Oh, and why? Can you turn it around for me?
Yeah.
Which I don't often say.
Yeah. But I'm going to put my hand here for visual reference on the size of this beast.
And good Godfrey, that's no calzone, that's a space station.
That's a... Do you get it? There.
Oh, it's so big.
That's decent.
Wait, can you turn it the opposite direction so we can? It's so big. Oh my lord.
Do you want to propose to it? You seem a little swooning at this point.
I'm scared for you. I'm so scared for you.
This is going to be an adventure.
If you can finish that thing.
I'll be curious. I'm interested.
You are the king. If you can finish it, you are the king.
Oh man, this is. Well, before we get to my monstrosity, what did you get?
I got a very plain spaghetti and meatballs, which oftentimes is my default when we go to Italian mm-hmm. places, just simply because I think that is kind of the measuring stick. What on earth is that?
Continue your.
It's kind of the measuring stick by which all things are judged. That smells weird. That smells really weird.
It's interesting. What it is, so what I got was one of their calzones. And the way they describe it, they actually refer to them as pizza turnovers.
Uh-huh.
Which is what they are, and they actually describe it as they take a thin layer of pizza dough and turn it over. What they don't tell you is that they take the thin layer of pizza dough from an entire frickin' pizza.
Oh my god.
And fold it up. So I basically have half a pizza.
That's a medium-sized pizza.
Yeah. It is,
I think you should pick it up and try to eat it.
Oh, I can
I'm
totally
surprised you can actually pick it up.
It's actually not that heavy. Like, you know. It's definitely full, but what this is... Oh, and it's actually a fairly light crust on it, which is... It's always good. I mean, you know, anytime you get a calzone, a lot of times it's a real thick dough. Do you want a bib?
I might need one. This is insane.
But what I got was their linguine carbonara.
Calzone. Not pasta, but calzone.
Calzone. It is a calzone that is stuffed with linguine, applewood smoked bacon, peas, Alfredo sauce, cheddar, and mozzarella, folded over, baked in golden brown, served with a side of our, quote, delicious pink sauce. What this is, as far as I can tell, because it's an interesting little concoction.
Not the pink sauce you're used to?
Not this ain't your daddy's pink sauce.
Wow.
Just to add a little extra little oog to that image. It's close to a vodka sauce.
Okay.
What my guess is, judging from the outside, is that is a mix of Alfredo along with some stewed tomatoes. To give it that little bit of that more acidic tomato-y flavor without being straight up red sauce. It has pretty large chunks of tomato in here. It's not bad. It's an interesting idea.
This is kind of weird and kind of more of an observation on my part.
Okay.
But your calzone is deflated a bit.
Well, I crushed it a bit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because like I said, it's a pretty flaky crust.
I missed that part.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow, that's big.
I got like no ingredients in that bite. But it is too hot to hold.
You cut it in half.
I'm going
steam
to.
Up. I'm trying to tell you how to eat.
Look at me. Do I look like I need instructions?
Right. Well, that one actually looks like it should come with some instructions.
It's a harness of some sort, but maybe not a...
advisory or something.
Here's a fork, I guess.
The meatballs on mine are good.
Yeah.
Not the best meatball I've ever had. Like, you're really having trouble with it.
I've been struck stupid.
Good grief.
I don't know. Anyway, continue.
It's not the best thing I've ever had, but it's a good standard Italian fare.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's... To me, what I'm judging everything on now is it worth driving all the way back the hell out here?
And I think that's a fair assessment.
Is it worth the trip at this
point?
Yep. It's a slightly different red sauce than what came with the Italian fries.
Okay.
In that there's actual meat in the sauce, and that does round out the sauce a bit more.
Okay.
Almost mellows it out. It's not nearly as sweet and as it was a very sharp flavor to the stuff that came with the Italian.
It was
fries.
Very tomatoey.
Very tomatoey. This is a much more developed flavor in it, and a much more homey flavor. The other stuff kind of tasted like it came from a jar. This is much more developed flavor to this.
I gotta say, despite the fact that this is bona fide stoner food
in every sense of it,
it's pretty good. I have to say,
it just looks too much.
There is a bit much. It's almost like a pot pie in kind of how it is, because that Alfredo sauce and the cheese, they kind of form kind of that kind of creamy base that you get in like a pot pie.
Right.
And then on top of that, you got the peas and the bacon. You know, it's very pot pie-ish, I gotta say. But a little more substantial because it's a cheese sauce and not a cream sauce. Mm-hmm. Like this wouldn't work. You couldn't do a pot pie as a calzone. It would be like eating it. It'd be just, you're eating a time bomb at that point.
You look like you're eating a hot dish pocket. It looks like a hot dish
pocket. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And God bless them for it.
Who are the idiots that do the crazy food stuff?
Epic meal time.
Thank you.
Fucking it. Man, okay, so.
How is everything?
It's really good. Thank you.
And if if El Duce is the Pope.
those
epic mealtime, they're the fucking cardinals. Cardinals of douche foodism. I hate those guys so much.
But it looks like something they've come up with, honestly. This is a little science fiction when it comes to...
It's a little reserved for them, but yeah, I see your point.
You know, what the crack who was stuffed into a pizza pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to put a dent in this thing.
When did you become such a wuss?
It's very substantial. It's very thick. It's the meatballs are very dense. They're not dry, but they're very dense. And spaghetti's good, cooked al dente. But it is a big, big plate of pasta. And I'll forge through and get as much of it done, but I'm not promising anything.
So did you have any other adventures this weekend for food?
Well, in between my heat stroke, yesterday, I had been marinating beef short ribs, like a Korean style beef short rib.
Okay.
And it is soy sauce based, and they're called it's Kalbi beef short ribs. And so marinated for 24 hours, green onions and sesame oil, and nice try on that dip. That
yeah,
didn't
was,
work
that was
well.
Pretty that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And we grilled it last night during the thunderstorm.
It's extreme
and
grilling.
The way you do the Korean short ribs, you can think about how a rib is you know laid out traditionally. We've got a nice long rib in it. This does the cut instead of in between the ribs.
Okay.
It does the cut the long way. So you get like a half a rack of ribs but cut horizontally into the bone.
Oh, okay.
So you get little tiny pieces of bone with a lot of meat and good fat and everything. So
yeah.
So you throw them on the grill for about 2 minutes aside and they're done.
Makes sense.
It's like the ultimate, it is very much like Korean stoner food. You know?
So, they did not do as good a job of sealing my calzone, so it has now become structurally defiant.
Everything okay from that?
But you know what? I don't care.
Can't do anymore, man. It's just too much.
You know, I'll say this, and I've said this 100 times before. You put peas in anything and I'll eat it. I love peas.
Challenge accepted.
It's just,
I'm going to gross you out.
Well, there are natural limits, but any sort of natural food-based application, you put peas and prove anything. But I'm now eating it like a fork with a fork, which just seems wrong. So I had some fun this week. Despite the fact that it was 90 something degrees pretty much the whole weekend.
Oh, God.
Yesterday we had some people over. Just say it, you want to say it.
Thank you for the invite.
That's right. And so I wanted to make a large quantity of something. So we busted out the recipe we've used a couple times for a very good kind of pulled chicken sandwich.
Okay.
It's got a lot of vegetables in it.
I'm wondering where the adventure comes in.
And you actually cook it with a quarter stick of butter in there. It's amazing. But why it's interesting that I did this is because we did it in the crock pot.
Okay.
And this is not exactly crock pot weather.
No, it is. It's not crock pot season.
No.
It's not gravy season.
It's always gravy season.
It is the off season.
We've talked about this. It's always gravy
it's
season.
It's off season.
No.
But gravy season thinking, doesn't officially start until after the state fair.
The thinking was, I think there's a window of weather
where a crock pot is right out. But on either side of that window, it's okay. If it gets so hot, and eventually the crock pot is the best way to cook something because it doesn't give off heat. You got the oven going?
You make it interesting.
Yeah. That was our thinking. It's like, at least that'll be insulated somewhat,
yeah,
so it's not going to
be turning the burner on.
Exactly. Okay. Not turning the stove on, not turning the oven on, not doing anything like that.
You do have the quickness and the ease of use of the microwave, though.
Yeah, but...
You
can't slow cook in a microwave. And as much as it pains my bachelorhood to say this, I've kind of outgrown the microwave. I know. I think I use it pretty much for reheating leftovers. That's pretty much all I use it for now. Occasionally melting some cheese on something. But beyond that...
Speaking on behalf of microwave lovers everywhere, shame on you.
I can't help it. I think I have outgrown it. But... That was very good. But then that night, we had strawberry shortcake. My wife was like, I should make some strawberry shortcakes.
Okay.
And I say to her the same thing I say every time. Why are you asking my permission? Just do it.
It'll be like a nice surprise.
Exactly. Just do it. I'm never going to say no. In fact, if I do, call the hospital.
There is something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's something seriously wrong with me.
I'm not feeling quite right.
Yeah, there's something wrong. So
you're gonna eat that whole thing, aren't you?
Oh, I'm gonna fucking destroy this. I'm feeling
good. God,
I'm feeling loose like a freaking champion drunk right now, man. I'm going.
You're gonna poop a brick. It's gonna hurt you so bad, and
it probably
I'm gonna
will.
Laugh so hard.
It probably will.
Oh,
but so she made it. And she did a recipe that she's done several times before using Bisquick.
Okay.
To make the shortcakes. We were talking about it afterward, we were eating it, and it was very good. We were talking about it, and she's like, yeah, it was really easy to do. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't have to make any of the angel food cake. And she looked at like me, like I had just come down from a spaceship. And she's like, why would I have to make angel food cake? She had never heard of shortcake using angel food cake.
That actually surprises me a bit.
Yeah, she never heard of it. Thought we were all weird for thinking that.
That is weird.
Are you agreeing with her or agreeing with
me? I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm completely agreeing with you. I've had it both ways, but to me that's a little odd that she... That's a Wisconsin thing. That's what that is.
No, because we had people from Wisconsin there, too.
Considering she's a baker?
I know.
That doesn't make no sense.
What I think it is because apparently... It was
a sheltered childhood.
I think you might be onto something, but not as bad as it sounds. Her dad, like his favorite dessert is strawberry shortcake, like how she made it. So I think it's just that was the kind that they always made.
Didn't have a reason to default to anything else.
Exactly. So, but everyone I've talked to since then has been like, yeah, she's nuts. And I was curious about your opinion about
this. She's nuts.
Okay.
Yes.
She's not nuts, she's just, you know, unexposed.
Improperly trained in the fine art of the shortcaking.
Hmm.
Which sounds much dirtier than it really is. I've had it both ways. That, again, sounds more dirty than it really is. But to me, I don't even delineate. You know, I see strawberry shortcake. It looks somewhat like strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really make a difference to me what it is. But the fact that she found it a little nuts... to have it the opposite way. It's a little alarming.
Yeah.
I think you really should reconsider your marriage at this point.
Well, I reconsider it on an almost weekly basis, so... She actually
you want me to say hi to her dad for
she
you,
actually,
on the show?
Well, he would agree with me on this one. She actually said that she does not prefer bacon on burgers. She thinks that is no good.
You know, you always have a spot to live in.
Well, I told her I'm not thinking about divorce, but I might have to go get an apartment.
Exactly, a man land.
Yeah. So
just a nice studio where you can have bacon on your burger.
Exactly. And she would never say I can't have that. It's just she just doesn't think that's a good idea.
I don't always want bacon on my burger.
You know, yeah. You know, if I'm having a certain type of burger, I don't necessarily want to have bacon on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to turn it down.
No. Now begins the fun, though. Because she has, we have 3 shortcakes left over.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think, what are some interesting things I can do with these 3 shortcakes?
Sandwich.
I know, but what? Because we got some good sweet ham. We got some good honey ham.
Oh.
Whoa, calm down.
I got another idea.
Go, okay.
French toast. Batter those sons of bitches and fry them. Cinnamon sugar.
Your ideas intrigue me.
You could even, in the batter, you could even like crumble up some bacon in there.
I don't know about that.
A little sweet with a little meat.
You put the meat in after they're fried, though. I think frying it with the bacon is a bad idea. I don't know if it's a bad idea. I just don't think it's the best application for it.
You could do like you could take some vanilla ice cream and then do some caramel and bacon on top of it.
That would work. That could work.
Maybe just a dash of sea salt over the top.
Yeah.
See? Then you have that nice fluffy shortcake. Oh my god. I'm getting aroused.
I think there's something to this. I was thinking more go savory. Nice slice of kind of sharp cheddar on that.
Swiss.
No, you gotta go a little darker.
You think so?
To counteract the sweetness.
Yeah, but then you have the uber tartness of the Swiss with like some nice prosciutto. And then you grill it. Figure out a way to grill it.
I don't know.
Just a little salted butter on each side. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm aroused right now. I'm completely at half staff right now.
I did it. I did it.
You are all this man. You gotta finish those 2 pepperoncinis.
Fuck you, Rondo.
You really play Russian roulette with your gastrointestinal system.
Yeah, but it's like Russian roulette. It only really has to go off once, and then you're pretty much good.
That's a good point. I'm kind of disappointed neither one of us got an ice cream soda. Because they do an ice cream soda.
They do.
Lemon lime.
But again, I can't have soda.
This fizz water is what they're calling it.
Doesn't matter.
Not soda. It's
no.
Water.
Sir, did you want me to put that in the box?
That'd be great.
All right. And can I take this onto your way?
Please do.
You want me to put that in there?
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right.
You couldn't even finish your slice of garlic.
I know.
God, Nancy. Don't say eating that much cheese. You're very flimmy. Where are we sitting at? Okay.
You should be clinic. There's no way we make it back to your post. That
no.
You should actually do a preemptive strike.
We probably will, but I'm good for right
What's
now.
What's this wee stuff? It's you.
You're gonna hold my hand.
No, I'm not.
Going on.
No, I'm not.
You're gonna help me remember my saints that I'm reciting as it goes on.
You didn't bring your rosary along, did you?
No. Did I ever tell you the scariest rosary I've ever seen? Did I ever tell you about that?
No,
story?
I can't recall that you have.
So my great grandmother, Mamie.
Your Mima?
No. I never understood why people had stupid names for their grandparents. I never understood.
I never had them.
Grandparents, that is. You were hatched, I think.
No, I'm pretty sure I was born.
Okay, I think the cheese has clogged my humor receptacles.
Exactly.
I'm not
yeah.
really firing
Anything
on
Anything else for you, gentlemen?
I think we're good.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
You too. Gourmet chocolates.
Yay.
What's up?
Sixlets.
Anyway.
Yay, sixlets.
Anyway. Well, these are bigger than sixlets. These are like eightlets. God, I suck. Ooh, they're mints.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyway. No, her name was actually Mamie, so...
Oh. Her name came with a built-in nickname.
It did. She was a devout Catholic to the day she died. She died at 94 or 95. Kind of looked, you know, no disrespect, but she kind of got a little crypt keeper-y.
And she,
wow.
Well, no. See, I'm painting a picture here. Okay,
because you are the world's worst grandson.
She was a terrible person. So I mean, like she just got.
I think we're cutting open a vein here.
No, well, no. She was toward the end, like the last 10 years.
Which mean?
Very mean. Kind of losing it, where she would switch languages in mid-sentence.
Oh, nice.
Like, she was native Czech.
So she was angry at you in different languages.
In mid-sentence sometimes.
Nice, I like it.
And I've since forgotten almost all of it, but I learned many Czech swear words during those lovely years. But anyway, she's a devout Catholic.
Okay.
And like I said, looking a little desiccated, you know, toward again, it all fits into this thing.
Okay.
And part of growing old was, you know, your eyesight starts to fail.
Right.
So her beads were glow in the dark, so that she could see them at night.
Okay.
And they were also pretty large. We're talking like gumball size fucking rosaries, which she wanted to be buried with.
When you get to be older, do you get bigger balls then? Do you get bigger rosary beads? I don't know.
I can't believe you'd be so insulting when I'm talking a very heartfelt story.
Really? Great keeper, really.
That's right.
It's a legitimate question. Neither one of us is
Catholic. I don't know. Let's call the Pope.
Well, Al Duce had the answer.
He might have too. I don't want to ask Guy Fieri about balls. It's not high on
Catholic
my list of
balls.
Things to do. Anyway, so she was buried with the rosaries.
Okay.
Which, you know, she was holding in the casket.
Okay.
So we go to the funeral.
And they glow in the dark.
And they're freaking glowing. It's like it's a dead woman with glowing rosaries.
It was Tales from the Crypt.
It was. It was a little disconcerting. And it was one of the... I was, you know, early teens.
So probably still young.
So 13,
to
14,
freak out a
something.
Little bit.
Oh yeah,
nice.
It'd probably freak me out now.
Yeah, actually, I still can't go. I still have a hard time going to open casket funerals. Stop doing that, honestly.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't want to end the show on this note.
But we do not put our stamp of approval on open casket funerals. If you take nothing away from this show.
Or if I'm gonna be open casket, dress me up like a regular open casket, but open the whole casket, because I want to see everyone seeing my sexy legs into the afterlife.
If I'm gonna have an open casket, at least pose me somewhere, like so. Like
you're talking like the Burt Reynolds on a Bear Rug.
Exactly.
That pose.
Probably like that. Just touch it.
I should get you on a bearskin rug. Just bury you like
just
that.
Me and the bear.
No, here's not. I got it. I figured out how we're gonna bury you. They're gonna pose you up. They're gonna stiffen you up.
Yep.
You know,
taxidermy.
Stuff you. I don't know how they do it.
Oh my god.
Filled you up full of that Pink Panther. Roof insulation. Just fucking fill you up. So you're nice and sturdy. We're gonna pose you out on a bearskin rug, nude. Completely nude. On the bearskin rug.
Shaved.
Yes. And tastefully shaved. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take it.
I can't breathe.
We're gonna do the whole funeral like you that. Everyone's gotta look at you.
Moonlighting.
In fact, every 3 seconds the priest or the rabbi or whoever we get doing it will have to say, keep looking at him.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at
all
it.
Eyes on
all
me.
Eyes. And then at the end, we wrap you up in the bearskin rug.
Yeah.
And then bury that. Like,
can I
wrap you up like a burrito?
Can I have a cowboy hat, like a la Smokey the Bandit?
Go the full Burt Reynolds. Okay.
Make sure you shave a good handlebar mustache.
Yes.
For me. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do what we can. I think we've decided.
I think,
and now it's on the record. So,
yeah.
This has to happen.
This is my dying wish, right now.
I'll remember this. Although, given what we ate, I'll probably go first.
Exactly.
So it's really
you won't make it home.
Actually, all things considered, feeling okay.
That is the first sign of that you're probably dying.
That everything. I just feel a wave of calm
yeah,
over me.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a calm.
It's like my body is making peace with itself.
Exactly.
Before it erupts.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
You've got Mount St. Helens in your stomach.
Yeah. Fun. Anyway.
That's a little soda.
No, because that would just be bad for all involved. Anyway, so opinions.
Opinions. I thought it was good, but I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go as far as to say I'm going to drive all the way back out here for this. We kind of passed it, we went past our Maplewood limit.
Yeah. This is probably second ring suburbs.
Exactly. Third, almost.
Yeah,
I think we're halfway to Duluth, honestly.
I think we're in the wrong direction, but...
We're north suburbs.
Are we north? Yeah. All right. I have no idea where the fuck we are.
Neither do I. It's too far to drive for the quality.
I think so, too. From the Twin Cities.
It wasn't. It's not good enough to get me back out here.
No.
It was good, but not great.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on
there. Nothing to write home about.
They do get points on creativity, I think. You know, a place like this that's very neighborhood, very family, they get a lot of points. Like, the Linguini Alfredo calzone. I mean, that is... You're not going to see that very many places.
No.
Perhaps for good reason, but, you know.
Ask me again after the show.
Yeah. Talk to me tomorrow. But I mean, they're trying different things with it. You can tell, like, I don't know about this place. I don't know what the history is, but it feels like a place that's been around forever.
Yeah.
And they're very comfortable with what they are.
And they're not trying to be anything.
They're not trying to be anything else. They're having fun with the menu. They're doing stuff up. And you know, I give them a lot of credit on it. And they've got a really wide variety of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of ice cream.
Huge.
I mean, their dessert menu is really, really interesting. They do a berry tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
It's red raspberries and blueberries.
Yep, see. God. It's starting to shut down.
My body is killing itself.
It's starting. I knew it.
You know, they've got your kind of perfunctory wine list and beer list.
Yeah,
nothing special, but again, nothing big, you know. God. Can't talk.
I'm enjoying this. You've stroked out.
I think I had a pee
stroke.
Dislodge and go to a vein in my brain.
I know. Oh man, this is fun.
Oh God.
It's a good thing you didn't even touch your beer.
I know, I did half my beer.
You've got most of the beer still left in the glass, though, Nancy.
That was also half the bottle was that glass. So, shut it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think this is worth coming all the way out here for. But if you're in the area, I think you could do a hell of a lot worse.
Exactly.
It's a fun place. You know, it's a good place.
It is a neighbor. It's the neighborhood.
It's very much a neighborhood place.
Yeah, neighborhood Italian joint. You can kind of see why they came here for Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits that niche. It's family owned.
Yeah.
The recipes taste like they're older.
Yep.
Recipes that haven't been really refined over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's a bad thing, but you can kind of tell that nothing has really changed.
Like I said, this place feels very comfortable in a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean, you know,
and they're comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, they're comfortable with themselves, but you know, everyone's very comfortable here.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you can tell like the wait staff is either lifers.
Yeah.
Or children of lifers.
Yeah, summer vacation.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Which, you know, I think that's cool. I love coming to places like this. Yeah,
my guess is that getting a job here in high school, either as a busboy or as a waitress, is pretty highly coveted in this.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, it's probably easier. And I give them also a lot of credit because they have a pizza stand right next door.
Yeah.
So you can order, take out, you can get all that stuff pretty easily without having to get into the restaurant area.
And they were busy. It's Monday night. They were busy. They were doing good business. It's cleared out a bit. And we're pushing. Christ, we're pushing 8 o'clock.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we got like.
Well, it was a two-hour drive to get here.
Exactly, exactly. We actually had to stop for gas. So it is a ways.
Yeah.
So buyer beware. If you're planning on making the trek out here to try it, just know that it is, past our D spot threshold.
That is kind of the
standard by which distance for food is measured.
Yes. Beyond this is just crazy town.
It's like the demilitarized zone.
Kind of. Something like that. Well, we should wrap up here.
We should.
As always, we want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. We also want to recommend you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguide2life. Or excuse me, Well-Fed Guide FPG is the Twitter.
How long have we been doing this?
Shut it. Alfredo Strove. Leave me alone.
About to have Alfredo pooping.
Yeah. Facebook is the facebook.com/well-fed-guide-to-life, as is Foursquare. I do want to say, speaking of Facebook, this reminds me, we want to congratulate Cupcake, which we did over a year ago, which was a place we went to, that they just won the finals of Cupcake Wars. So they got a $50,000 prize, which will help them open up their St. Paul location, which they've been trying to do for a while. Big ups to them. And
do they have a Twitter handle?
They're Cupcake MPLS.
Interesting story that we'll finish up with.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt. I got a call from my mom last night. I'm driving home from the grocery store last night, and she calls me. She's like, this team from Minnesota won Cupcake Wars. I'm like, oh, what was the name of the place? Oh, I can't remember. Really? You couldn't remember Cupcake? That's the name of the show.
She wasn't really paying attention. She probably had a half bottle of wine in her at that
point. That's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
So and then you add that plus the Colt 45. That's just a dangerous combination in terms of memory. So
a reminder, remind me to tell her that
Mad Dog 2020 in there.
The old English.
Old Dave's mom's drunk. Anyway.
Big old plastic. 1.75 milliliter of Kharkov. Okay.
Always with the Kharkov. That's the funny. That's the second time in a week Kharkov has come up on one of the Fancy Pants Gangster shows.
Yuck. Yuck.
Anyway, it's time for us to go. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we will see you next week.